This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This breakfast show kicks off each morning at 5:30 a.m. and you might well miss it as you gather the last moments of sleep ahead of another busy day. But for others, 5:30 is a really special time of the day where people gather in cafes around Australia as part of the ever-growing 5:30 Club. Join me to share more about what it is exactly. It's one of the founders, Ori. Good morning to you, Ori.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to know that the people are out and about at 5:30 in the morning. Can you explain what the 5:30 Club is?
The 5:30 Club is basically a group of ambitious people that meet in a local cafe at 5:30 a.m. to engage in what we call a power hour. Power hour is simply that hour in the morning where you can focus on something that is important to you. And whether that's reading, whether that's studying, whether that's, you know, planning your day, it's really up to the individual what they do, but we have found that coming together as a community really helps to keep each other accountable.
That's really cool. So people are getting together, same people every day, Monday to Friday, 5:30 to get stuff done. How did this all start?
It started about 2 years ago when I was living with a friend, one of the co-founders, Brenton Parks, and we are both Christians as well. So we kind of always struggled to have our devotional time in the morning, and we thought, hey, how about we just meet in a coffee shop and we stick to it and are consistent? And so we met in a coffee shop at around 5:30 and would just read for an hour. And we realized that it would be such a benefit to, you know, just to do it consistently. And it really changed our devotional life. And then we had just friends joining us. We told people about it and thought, hey, why don't you guys join us? And we had Vani, one of the other co-founders, that wanted to get some studies done. So it just developed into a bigger community that would meet early in the morning, distraction-free, and just engage in that, you know, first hour in the day.
That's very cool, Ori. Was it hard to find a cafe open at 5:30 in the morning?
Not really. I mean, they're always cafes always want clientele. So if they realize that there are people up that early, they usually open up that early as well. But you can just you can just look around on Google Maps. There's usually a cafe in your area that opens up that early.
Now, the 5:30 Club has expanded from that, obviously, first cafe where you met to a number of locations around Sydney and Australia. Was that a natural growth or did it take a lot of hard work?
It was natural first because it really was a private habit that became a public opportunity. And we had just friends of friends reaching out to us and say, hey, we love what you guys do. Can we do this in our suburb? And we thought, yeah, of course, why not? Like, everyone can meet in a coffee shop. So we just helped them basically launch their local clubs. And then we would just get a bit of momentum. And then obviously that involves a bit more of admin work and organizing things. But we just encourage people to, you know, meet with their friends and invite people, create an inclusive community to just start the day right.
How have you seen the 5:30 Club benefit people, especially those maybe using the power hour to try something new?
We believe, and that's kind of what we try to communicate all the time, that people want to grow in three areas. That's clarity, that's consistency, and that's community. And really, when they come to the club, that's what we hope they experience. And we have just found people, you know, grow in happiness, grow in mental health, grow in productivity, because they would just take that time in the morning that was, you know, their own agenda. They wouldn't have to respond to emails and respond to phone calls, because it's a time when nobody needs you. So you can really focus on something that matters to you. And, you know, we had people that had a recent breakup, and then they would come to the club and kind of really get back into the momentum of life and be back with community and get connected and really, live a healthier lifestyle.
Have there been any books written through the 5:30 Club or massive technology breakthroughs take place, anything like that?
We've had a couple of businesses that started because people met at the 5:30 Club. One of those businesses is a marketing agency called Vonnie Media that grew so much in the last 18 months that I actually work for that agency now. And then there's a product business, The Good Gun. I don't know if you've heard about this. It's a massage gun that started also out of the 5:30 Club. And there are plenty of different just little initiatives and groups that start forming because people meet. And, you know, like-minded people, when they meet together, they're almost unstoppable. And so it's really cool to see friendships being formed and people meet.
That's very cool, Ori. Got to get down to business, though, here. How much does it cost to be part of the 5:30 Club?
Well, that's the thing. It's totally free. We wouldn't dare to charge for such an experience. You can come to any club at any time. We're there from Monday to Friday. We're there for 1 hour, and we're very welcoming. Like, we love people, and we just encourage everyone to use their time in the morning to focus on something that matters to them.
And this must be, like, I'm just thinking, if this is a free thing, how do you make do with what you do? Do you work on the side as well as doing the 5:30 club, Ori?
Well, that's a cool thing. The 5:30 club is just 1 hour in the morning, and it totally fits into a 9-to-5 lifestyle. If you're a normal office worker, you can totally fit that in. I just do my reading in the morning, and then I go to work. I work in a marketing agency Monday to Thursday, but otherwise it doesn't really involve much work. It's more a productivity boost for your life rather than a drain.
Now, I know, because I'm up early as well, that sometimes there is a downside to getting up and using your power hour early, that you feel tiredness at the end of the day. Do you find that yourself?
I guess it's all part of the balance. I do love a midday nap sometimes if that works. But I really find that if I start my day well, and I usually go to the gym after the club, then I'm totally fine to not only go to bed earlier, but to, I don't have to perform at night anymore, so I can really, wind down and relax a lot more. So I find it okay.
That's so cool. Ori, I'm so encouraged by what you're doing, and it sounds like it's changing lives everywhere, which is a really, really cool thing. You can find out more about the 5:30 Club at the530.club. And Ori, because I kick off my breakfast show weekdays at 5:30 and can't meet you in person in the power hour, can I be an honorary member of the 5:30 Club? Is that okay?
Absolutely. If you follow us on the 5:30 Club on Instagram, you are part of the community.
All right. I'll do that. Excellent. Thanks for joining us on Hope Breakfast this morning, Ori, and well done. Really love hearing what you're up to.
No worries. Thanks, Sam. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.